My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Doug Karskater out today. It is the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 to take an interesting. In the studio, I just found a wood screw. There's a wood screw in our studio for some reason. No idea why. This looks like the kind of thing that will most likely end up lodged in one of my car tires. I've had more problems with flat tires recently than I can ever remember. And I have found nails and screws in my tire. It's been unbelievable. Okay. So the All-Star game last night, a few things. They're not all gems. And what I mean by that is the on-field in-game player interviews. There appeared to be some struggles with the players hearing the announcers. I think Fox, and I'm not mad at them. You can't authentically always have great on-field interviews. I think they're trying to recreate the Alek Manoah a few years ago, three punchies, let's go moment, which was maybe my all-time favorite in-game interview. Well, he was on the mound and they're calling pitches and he's telling them what's coming and he gets three strikeouts and screams three punchies, let's go. And it was awesome. And I've always been an Alek Manoah fan and since he's fallen on some hard times, but that was a great All-Star game moment. I remember becoming an Ozzie Albies fan because of an on-field interview. Did they just get one answer out of Scooble? I mean, Scooble had a mic on and he had a 10-pitch second inning, got him 1-2-3. I think he only basically said something to, I think it was Teoscar Hernandez about, hey, do you ever not barrel something up? Or what? Maybe it was Ekblom. I don't even remember who it was, but you could hear that exchange. But the on-field stuff, It just wasn't great this time around. When they had the mics on the Phillies, that was about the closest it came. But, and you know, Alek Baum was chasing after that foul ball, ran into the screen, and you could hear him ask, hey, you okay over there? And he didn't respond because I just don't think they could hear him all that well. Something was up with the technology. The two Yankees talking in the outfield, that was all right. But, you know, it just wasn't great. And then, you know, to the players' credit, the players don't want to walk, so they're swinging at pitches, and the game moves quickly, and it felt like some of these interviews were short. But, again, like I said, I'm not mad at anybody. It just was what it was. Trey Turner made a play with the mic on and had, you know, was wearing a game-assigned belt, and he said, that's why I never wear these things, because it hurt. He had to dive on his belly. But that was kind of it. And when Riley Green struck out, it was Big Poppy working his way through the dugout, which was also just kind of lame. I mean, it felt as though the great moments that they were going for it didn't really happen. And that's kind of my recap of the All-Star game. Tiger fans, did you enjoy it? Did anything stand out to you? 248-539-9797.
I always like, I'm like most people, I just watch, you know, to look for our guys, right?
Yep.
When the local guys, that's when they play, when they get in the game, that's all I mostly care about. But I will stick around for, you know, Ohtani and Judge and the bigger names, but
Ohtani page off.
Yeah. I mean, and that's always, you know, that's important, I think, for the growth of the game, just all that stuff. And part of trying to grow the game is this mic'd up thing they're doing, you know?
Yep.
And you said it, they ain't all gems. And I think this is where you kind of, you don't want to force it, Doug, just because it's great one time means it actually could be the complete opposite the next time.
Yep.
So there's things you're going to have to work, but I don't see this going away at all, even though it wasn't great last night.
No, I hope they keep trying.
In fact, yeah, and they will keep trying, but I do go back to it. I don't want them to continue to force something if it isn't working, you know?
Yeah.
But I think most people, they like the access, you know, what we don't get to hear and see on a daily basis.
Sure.
People love that stuff. I mean, look, me and you are big fans of the show Receiver and Hard Knocks and all that stuff. I mean, that's just going to become more common.
Yeah, take fans where they can't go. And, you know, not every conversation on the field between players. I mean, at one point, they asked Trey Turner, because there was three Phillies in the infield, hey, are there any inside jokes because there's one non-Philly? And he's like, no.
But I do like the fact that those players were being themselves, though.
That's
they
true.
Weren't turning it on for the cameras. Oh, I got to be funny. I got to do
this. You know what?
This.
You're right. They weren't George Kittling it. Yeah. So, that's fair. That's totally fair.
Yeah. If you don't want to answer or you do want to answer, just be yourself.
Yep. But it feels to me like the game moves. Like, I had more fun watching the All-Star game than the Home Run Derby because players don't want to walk. You know, pitchers don't want to be out there forever. Scooble threw 10 pitches. And that was a priority, right? It was, okay, we don't want Scooble to have to go through like a 25-pitch inning. Let's just get in, get out. And he threw 10 pitches, and it was awesome. Get in, get out. And there's no, you know, no extra tax on his arm. So 248-539-9797, Tiger fans, did you enjoy watching your guys in the All-Star game? What stood out to you? And it was funny because Ohtani, we just saw Ohtani here in Detroit. And he rewarded us for people that went to see him. You got to see him do stuff. And then he goes to the All-Star game and hits a 3-run bomb. And, you know, that's no surprise. Shohei Ohtani is really, really effing good at baseball.
Are the Dodgers offering Ohtani in a Scooble deal?
That would be great. That would be great. But no, they are not. There is scuttlebutt out there on social media about who wants, you know, how much fan bases want Scooble and what they're willing to part with. And we'll get to it, even though it's simply fans commenting on it. I don't think there's anything wrong with getting the pulse of what opposing teams' fans are saying. 248-539-9797. Brad's in Berkeley, and he's on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Brad?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I heard you guys just talking about the All-Star game, and, you know, I love seeing the Tigers players when they're out there, especially, you know, we have two legitimate all-stars.
Yep.
But I actually tuned in to see, you know, arguably the greatest player to pick up a glove, which is Shohei Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not disappoint. You know, that home run was magical. It looked gorgeous. And even with him not pitching, he's going to win the NL MVP. He's the odds-on favorite. And I think we're seeing greatness, you know, every time we get the chance to have him step in the batter's box, and he did not disappoint at all.
He came to Detroit and in the three games had a double, triple, and a home run, a big home run for the Dodgers, was really, really good. And our fans, look, there's definitely Shohei fans, and there's probably people in Detroit that bought tickets that are Tiger fans and wanted to see him. He didn't disappoint. Then he goes to the All-Star game. He doesn't disappoint. When there are great athletes that get a ton of hype and they live up to the hype, it's kind of awesome.
Absolutely.
And Shohei Ohtani is one of those guys.
Oh, for sure. And he's just impressing me more now, winning the MVP, which I think he is. And he's not even pitching. Imagine if he was pitching top three in Cy Young. I mean, it's what we're seeing here. I don't want to take it for granted. That's why I love, you know, turning on the TV when he's on. And he did not disappoint. And he's always having fun out there, it looks like. And he's just, I think he's arguably one of the greatest players to pick up a glove.
I wouldn't argue with you. 248-539-9797. Jake is in Warren and next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jake.
Hey, this is Richard. Hey, who won the game?
Who won the game?
Yeah. You guys been talking this and talking that, but you never gave who won the game.
Do you not know who won the game?
I don't know who won the game.
The American League won the game.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
You might have missed the update, too, I guess.
Yeah, I guess
I was pretty sure it was in the update.
I'm not sure. I mean, no, we didn't mention who won the game, but I don't.
It didn't really mean anything.
No.
To who, unless you maybe bet on the game. But no, I'm sure if he bet on it, he would know already.
I didn't give him the score.
Well, maybe he just took the money line.
American League 5-3. 5-3. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.